You're listening to Mr. Smith's Snippets, an educational podcast covering topics for administrators, teachers, and parents. This is a special series of 5 episodes discussing the 6 approaches of co-teaching. In this series, we will take a closer look into each approach and what that approach looks like in a classroom. This is the 5th and final episode of this co-teaching series. The 2 approaches we will cover in this episode are alternative teaching and team teaching. The 5th approach of co-teaching is alternative teaching. In alternative teaching, one teacher takes responsibility for a large group while the others work with a smaller group. What would this look like in a classroom? I use alternative teaching in a 5th grade language arts classroom. Most of the time, I would put a small group of students based on formative data to address specific misunderstandings or concepts that the students needed additional practice with. For example, we had a unit test at the end of the week. After looking at the bell work from the previous day, I noticed that 4 of my students made the same errors with identifying the main idea of a passage. So I pulled those 4 students aside and we worked on the main idea task cards to have additional practice on that skill before the test. The other teacher was doing a read aloud to the rest of the class. Having another teacher in the room for this experience, I was able to give those students individual attention. Some advantages of this approach are working with small groups or with individuals help meet personal needs of students. Both teachers can remain in the classroom, so one teacher can informally observe the other modeling good teaching. Some disadvantages of this approach are groups must vary the purpose and composition of the students in the group or quickly become labeled. The students might be viewed the teacher working with a large group as the teacher in control. Noise level must be controlled if both teachers are working in the classroom. And there must be adequate space for both teachers working. The 6th and final approach of co-teaching is team teaching. In team teaching, both teachers are delivering the same instruction at the same time. Some teachers refer to this as having one brain, 2 bodies. Others call it tag team teaching. Most co-teachers consider this approach to be the most complex but satisfying way to co-teach. But the approach is most dependent on teacher styles. What would this look like in a classroom? Both of the teachers are in the front of the room, teaching the whole group at the same time. I've seen this been done with math lessons as the teachers are trying to show the students that using a specific model to solve the problem would be easier for one person than the other. One teacher would show how they solved the problem using one method, and the other teacher showed a different method, but both coming up with the same answers. Some advantages of this approach are, each teacher has an active role. Students view both teachers as equals. Both teachers are actively involved in classroom organization and management. This approach encourages risk-taking. Teachers may try new things in pairs that they wouldn't try alone. 2 heads are better than 1. Some disadvantages of this approach are pre-planning takes a considerable amount of time. Teacher roles need to be clearly defined for shared responsibility. I hope you enjoyed listening to this 5-episode series of co-teaching. It might sound a bit daunting at first, but co-teaching has so many great positive aspects for all students, and I hope you try it out soon with your students in your classrooms. Thank you.